every time I come in the kitchen, you in the kitchen. In the goddamn refrigerator, eating up all the food, all the chicken, all the pig feet, all the collard greens, all the hog maws. I want to eat some of them chitlin. I love pig feet. Now, when I went to bed last night, didn't I tell you to take out the trash?
Yeah.
So why'd you do it?
I fell asleep.
I wish you were sleeping right now. I'll knock you upside your head with a left foot, make your ass big up, and take out that damn trash. Hey, what are you doing?
I'm throwing this away. We ain't even got no milk.
You better put some water on that damn shit.
All right, I'll eat it.
Hey! Take the garbage out front, son. Easy. What is wrong with him?
Don't walk away from me. You gotta explain yourself and why break up a family.
I'm so excited about my song, Wifey. I can't wait to make it official in this booth.
I'm wifey. Might have heard about me. I'm wifey.
And don't you forget that.
So I came by the studio to fill Charles in, or let's get the creative for the video, and she's in the booth. I'm hearing Countess, and I'm a little concerned. You know, she sounds hoarse. It sounds like her throat hurts. So I'm a little concerned. Hi, baby.
Hey.
What's in your little Tupperware? What's that?
Oh, that's Cheetos.
Cheetos? What does that do?
Gives the mucus.
I do it. I'm like, okay, so Beyonce, Whitney, I mean, everybody, you guys eat Cheetos? I never knew that.
I'm wifey.
You're sounding good, but how does your throat feel?
So far, it's cool, you know. We gotta get it while we can. I mean, it's not keeping me from my dream just because they tell me you're hoarse.
So it can never be fixed? It'll always be, like, raspy kind of?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
There's a lot that goes with having thyroid right now.
Hey, yo, what's good, lady, man? I've been checking your station out, man. You got some dope tracks on here, man. Just continue to do what you doing, man. Stay blessed.
What's going on, y'all? This is Anchor Palm, man, and y'all rocking with the best, man. Angie Rae, man, get her 1,000 more listens, man. Let's get her to number one, man. She number three on earth right now, you know what I'm saying? She number three on earth, man. Let's get her to number one, man. Anchor Palm, baby.
Hey, Angie, thanks so much for favoriting my station. I really appreciate that. It is always a blessing when women can support and empower other women. And honey, I love your music. Keep it flowing.
Hey, what's going on? Angie Rae, it's your boy Byron Terrell. Had to call in to your station and basically tell you thank you. I appreciate your love. I appreciate you even giving my station your ear. For that little minute that you listen and applauding what I was speaking on, it's really touching. I'm new to this, so I really appreciate that. And I'm liking your station as well. I'm liking the content. So, what I want to ask you though, if you don't mind, if it's possible that, you can come and do a segment with me. And give me a woman's perspective on some of the things that I'm talking about. But there will be a specific subject. Again, thanks. And I appreciate you. Much love. Much love.
Hey, how you doing, Miss Angie Rae? Just calling in to show some love. Yeah, I wanted to know what were your thoughts on this whole Monique situation. I don't know if you spoke on it already. But I want to know, do you think that she has a valid point in terms of her attempt to try to boycott Netflix? Now, Netflix is too big and too powerful to get shut down by one person. And but my main thing was, do you think that she's relevant? Do you think that she's worth more? Do you think that she should be getting paid as much as Dave Chappelle, you know, the $60 million? Or what are your thoughts? So, love to hear that. Thank you.
What's up, what's up, what's up, angels? It's your girl, Angie Ray. I hope y'all had a blessed Sunday or having a blessed Sunday. So, Kelly Dees from Embrace Black Radio called in and asked me what I thought about the whole Monique Netflix situation. Well, here's my thought on it. Because I'm an entertainer, I feel that in this day and age, we are experiencing an outcry of inequality. And I do feel that women should be paid as much as men. So in that respect, I do feel like Monique is deserving of the monies. And it is a little bit of an insult to offer, you know, one person a couple million dollars and then offer Monique $500,000. On the other hand, I do believe that people look at numbers more than they do anything else. And so a lot of business molds, they look at numbers. Okay, so what is the bottom line for this X, Y, and Z? I don't really think it's about popularity as much as it is about your numbers, because somebody can come on the scene and not have anything to show except for their personality, and they can drive numbers through the roof. Other people can come in and they've been at it for a long time and their numbers are not that great. Not saying that Monique's numbers are not that great. I'm just saying that I think it's all business. I do think some politics are involved. But that's all that I really want to talk about in regards to that aspect. I can't personally boycott Netflix because I have a lot of friends who have projects on Netflix, and I show my support by viewing their content, just like I would want them to support me if I had something that was coming out on Netflix. So I do think to each his own. I also feel like, you know, when it's time for God to bless you, he will bless you. Sometimes God wants to humble you, and he wants to show you, like, okay, this is what I want you to do, and you're not going to take any shine for it. And other times he wants you to shine. So that's my thoughts on everything. I do feel like, you know, women should be paid as much as men. And I think that the more people cry out, the more that demands will have to be met. So that's my two cents, guys. Love you. So those last two songs you heard, Gone Too Soon and Blue Skies, were two songs that were featured on my first film. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to link the film in the description, and hopefully it works. You guys get to see it. It's a 5-minute film. So I hope you guys like it. Let's talk about it. What'd you guys think? Like, did you figure it out? The whole genre was a murder mystery, and we actually filmed it in 2 days. So we wrote it, produced it, directed it, everything, acted in it, filmed it, everything in 2 days. So let me know what you guys think. Holla. Okay, angels. So this is about basically how I put together my first film. There is a competition called the 48-Hour Film Project. You guys should go look it up. And basically it happens in every city, and you compete to basically have the best film. And then you go to Cannes, during the Cannes Film Festival, and you're able to premiere your film. So that was the competition that I joined. It was here in Atlanta, but they have it, like I said, in every city. And I basically put a audition notice out on Facebook, and I did it for a week. So, I mean, it opened on Monday, closed on Friday, and I was serious. And I got a lot of responses of people who wanted to work with me. And I was really surprised, because I've never put a film together before. And actually, let's go back. They had these auditions, casting calls for the 48-Hour Film Project. And I was like, well, you know what? Let me go to one of these auditions and see if I could be on someone's team. And when I got there, the lady was like, okay, so you're going to be, so what's the name of your team? I was like, well, I don't know, because I actually am here to audition. And she was like, are you sure you want to audition? Or are you sure, you don't want to be like a team leader? Like, you don't want to be the director? And I was like, never thought about it. She's like, you have a production company, right? I was like, yeah. But it was really more so fear than anything. So I was like, well, you know what? Let me just, let me sit back and watch and I'll decide by the end of the night. And so she was like, okay. So by the end of the night, I was participating as a team leader. And I was scared crazy because I had not even really planned for it. It was like a month out before the film was to begin. And let me tell you about this competition. So you're not to be able, the only thing that you can do is secure your location, and that's it, and your team. So you can't pre-write the script, you can't come up with any any topics, any scenarios, you can't come up with anything, like no music. I mean, you can have like music releases from artists, but you can't, like, you just can't plan the actual shooting of the movie. So, and then you don't even know what the movie's going to be about. Like, you literally pick it out of the hat, and that begins your 48 hours. So we all met at this offsite location, and it was like a rabbit in a hat. I picked Road Mystery. So Road Movie Mystery, which was amazing. And we wrote the script, directed, we wrote, produced everything within 48 hours. Like, literally, I got it. I got the film in. Well, we got the film in like 2 minutes before they closed the doors. Like, we were rendering the film inside of the vehicle. So yeah. Anyways, long story short, I was able to secure sponsors. So we had our coffee sponsors. We had a chef on set. Like, it was really a really nice experience, and a lot of people came up to me at the end of the shoot and they were like, this is the best set experience I've ever had. And that means more to me than anything, because to be on a set and to have people who don't know what they're doing, or it be unprofessional, or it's sad, because you're dedicating your time, you're almost getting paid nothing, or sometimes you are getting paid nothing, and all you want is decent food and decent people. So at the end of the day, and I did this on a zero budget, no budget, like, at all. I had everything from everything donated to me, and I mean, I use my background in marketing to in writing to request the things that I needed. So you can never say you can't do something, because you can. It's within you. You just have to find the resources. And that's it, guys. Bye. What's up, angels? It's your girl, Angie Ray. And I just wanted to give a shout out to Feel Good Friday. I just want to tell you what I'm grateful for today. I'm grateful that I have edges. I'm grateful for those. I don't need any additional miracle drops or anything to help that grow in. So I'm very grateful for my edges. I'm grateful for my limbs, and I have all my fingers, my toes. I have, you know, both of my eyes, my mouth. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for life itself. I am. I'm grateful that, that every day I get to get up and push positivity out in the atmosphere. But most of all, out of all these things that I'm grateful for, I gotta say, shawty, I'm grateful for these edges though. Ooh, I can't stand people that walk around with no edges and an attitude. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you gonna have an attitude, but you ain't got no edges? Like, if you ain't got no edges, you cannot speak to me. I don't even want to talk about it. Like, let's talk about those edges. And if you have no edges, I'd like to see an effort being made to regain your edges. You know, when you wear these lace fronts, don't let me see the fact that you don't have any edges. You know, these baby hairs I've been talking about, I feel like there are so many YouTube videos on line that show how to extract baby hair. So you just need a little bit. For those of you who don't know what baby hair is, it's the hair that babies are born with. The very fine hairs around the edges of your head. It's getting out of hand, and people are like, I think it was Kelly or Young Goldilocks said that there's blocks. People are taking out blocks, like parcels, like a parcel of land, like a parcel of hair to make baby hair, and it's just not necessary. However, I think people make those big blocks of baby hairs because they don't have any edges. So, in conclusion, I want to thank the Father above for letting me have edges. Because, Lord, you didn't have to be good to me and give me my edges. I have my edges, my God, because I think I know, my God, that I am a good person. I think God snatches people's edges that are mean. What y'all think? Chime in. Feel good Friday.
Yo, Angie girl, you already know who it is. Maddie Pace coming at you live, baby. I just want to thank you for your response to my call-in. You are such a sweet soul. I love it. I can't get enough of you, girl. The world needs more people like you, not just the Anchor app, but I totally feel you 110%. You know, we got to continue to give, because not only is it just amazing to give, but you get so much more in return in life the more you give. So, girl, I'm going to keep doing that. And thank you so much, Angie Ray. You are amazing. I hope you are having a great day and you stay hot as a fire blazing, baby. We're going to keep that energy flowing and the show's rowing. So if you love it, you already know what to do, baby. I'm going to do the same. We're going to share, and share alike. Hope you're having a great day, girl. I'll talk to you soon.
What to do, Angie Ray? This is MC Doc, just hollering at you. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to slide on your side, see what's going on. I see you be getting it in, though. Playing some of the favorites of, you know, that I like. You know what I'm saying? So keep in touch. Holler at your boy. You know what I'm saying? Gone.
What's up, my angels? It's your girl, Angie Ray. So I wanted to come and give you guys a little snippet of just a little bit about me. So how about I have an infatuation with twins? Like, I am dead set on having two sets of twins and one single baby for a total of five. I don't have any kids yet, but I definitely, like, I have to have twins. Like, so if I have to do some treatments to get my twins, I'm gonna have twins. I think they are the most fascinating things on earth. Like, I'm infatuated with them. I have been since I was a kid. I love twins. It's so, does anybody else love twins? Are you a twin? Do you have twins? Please chime in. I don't know what got me to think about this, but I was like, I need to have my twins. And I would go so far to let you know I already have names picked out, but that's none of y'all business. I'm just like, that's so rude. That's so rude. But I ain't gonna tell it until I have my twins. But anyways, so I just wanted to give you guys like a little snippet of a little something, a little personal information. Since y'all be sharing, I'm sharing too. Thanks for sharing, Angie. Bye.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for visiting my station. New to this drawing. Listen to your station a little bit. Like your voice. Love it. Keep doing what you do. Let's motivate each other. Let's go. Let's do this.
What's going on? What's going on? This is Ann Capone. And you are now rocking with the best. You are rocking with Angie Ray.
Okay, a lot of you have asked me, what is your social media? Well, that's a lie. Nobody asked me that, but I'm about to tell y'all my other social media. Okay, I'm on Instagram at Angie Ray, A-N-J-I-R-A-Y. I'm also on Facebook at Angie Ray Productions. I'm also on Snapchat, Angie Ray, and Twitter, Angie Ray as well. So yeah, that's my shameless plug. Okay.
Y'all, I'm lit. Okay, listen, if you like to follow me on any of those entities, I welcome it. I try to have a variety of content. So, yeah, there's the tea. Okay, honey. Ciao, booze. Hey, angels. What's going on? It's your girl, Angie Ray. Yes, hunty, it's I. So, I really haven't had a topic discussion in like 24 hours or something like that. I have a topic I want to discuss. The friend zone, the proverbial friend zone. Do you guys use the friend zone at all? You know what? For me personally, I use the friend zone for everybody. Everybody has the friend zone. You want to know why? Because my time is precious and my feelings and my heart are precious. And I just ain't got time for the buffoonery. So everybody go in that friend zone and you got to fight like hell. All my life, I had to fight. I had to fight my daddy. I had to fight my uncle. Woman child ain't safe in a house full of men's. I don't even know if that was the correct. Those were not the correct words from Sophia in The Color Purple. But y'all get the gist. Everybody go in there. Fight to get out. Just fight. Just, you know, scratch and claw to get out of the friend zone. Because this black girl magic ain't got the time for no foolery and no buffoonery. Okay. Oh my God, you guys, I got the R's. I almost wrote it. Not quite. Let me see. Y'all let me know y'all thoughts. Do you use the friend zone? How often do you use it? Bye.
Hey, Angie Ray, this is Dr. V. Listen, after watching Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder, I was truly in my feelings. I'm like, what?
Hey, Angie Ray. This is your girl, Lotus. I'm calling in response to MIA, the movie 48. Okay, so I had to watch it twice. The first time I watched it as a viewer. The second time I watched it as an editor. So, I don't want to be a spoiler, but I got it. Like, ooh, this is juicy. And it's, in a way, it's like savage. You know what I mean? And the only one who doesn't know what's going on is him. You know what I mean? And that's what I love about it. I love how it started off, minimal words, throughout the whole clip until the end. And I'm like, ah, I got it. I mean, I don't want to be a spoiler, but it's like, it's one of those episodes like, oh my God, you know, it's going to be scandalous. It's like, and you know, it's kind of like, it'll irritate people. It'll be like, damn, that's like that. But I feel like it's going in the right direction. And as long as it kept me in suspense from the beginning to the end, it was freaking like, I enjoyed it. Okay, so the only thing that I would have to add is I know that YouTube, when we're executing films and stuff like that, or short clips, that the quality changes. I was looking for the HD. Yes, girl. I was looking for that HD. I was looking for that crisp. And I love the fact that the songs that were used set the tone throughout the whole clip. So that was perfect. And what else? Let's see. It makes me want to know more. I want to get to the next episode already. Jeez. Gosh. But anyways, I love it. It kind of make me like, girl, I'm about to catch a flight down there. But anyways, aside from all that, thank you for the call-in. I was having a kind of sad mood day earlier this morning. My day kind of started off a little rough, but just to listen to your call-in, thank you for continuing to be you
when it comes to elevating. I love how you elevate yourself. And most of all, I love how you levitate those who are around you, including me, myself. And girl, I just have to show you love and just say thank you and continue to push, continue to strive, because it's already yours. You already claimed it. You said it was yours and it belongs to you, and you own it. You own it well. So, in all, I'm definitely going to look forward to continue to look, you know, come on your podcast, to definitely listen in, and just know that I'm following all the way, because I have met an Angie Ray. You are original and I love it, and continue to laugh because it is contagious, and continue to be beautiful and slay all day, girl. Again, happy Friday and have a great weekend, boo. Mwah. Happy Friday, Angie Ray. This is your girl Lotus. I'm calling in again because I noticed that you just posted something else on your infatuation with twins. I've always loved twins when I was younger, only because my father, he comes from like a line of 13 siblings, and there's three sets of twins. But the twins that I want is not the twins like two girls, two boys. The twins that I always wanted since I was young was a boy and a girl. And I wanted to name one Alexis and the other one Genesis. I don't know what it is. I don't know who the baby daddy gonna be. I too don't have no kids. But I feel you on that, like having twins and stuff like that. And you know, like within my sibling line, my brother's the only one that has kids. But since we were younger, we always said, oh, you know, you're going to have the twins, you're going to, you know, but out of the six of us, like I said, my brother's the only one that has kids. Like with the rest of us, we're still kind of doing the countdown. Like, okay, well, when one of us is pregnant, you know, one of us is going to give birth to some twins. We just don't know which one out of all my sisters. So, I hope that God in the future, look, let's throw it in the universe. I hope that, one day when it does, you know, come to that time, or when you go through, what is it called? You know what I'm trying to say. I can't even get my words out today. But with having twins, let's hope that you get the twins that you want. You know what I mean? Because what I have noticed is that those who go in, couples that do go in to, do that whole thing with, wanting twins and things like that, they end up coming out with more. Like, you know, they were all like, oh yeah, we're having twins. And then all of a sudden, like when it's time to give birth, they just been popped out like six babies. Oh, the more the merrier, right? Because imagine, it was like, okay, God, you're going to give me twins. And then all of a sudden, like, boop, you got trio. And even that is a blessing too. So, it's so beautiful to think about things like that. Like, one day we're going to have some kids, girl. One day. I don't know when, but the hope is that through our journey, our woman journey, that when we do get birth, shit, that we do get them twins. Look.
Okay, Angie Ray, you are taking me back with all of these songs lined up today. I am just like head bopping and finger snapping and foot tapping. I'm like, yeah. I love the lineup. Keep it coming, girl.
Listen, Angie, I'm right with you, because I already said Huck is going to hang her, because Huck knows that she's grimy now. And I'm looking at Daddy like, yo. But if I had Shonda on speed dial, I'd be like, I'm going to need your writers to produce something better, because this dinosaur is not doing it for me.
Angie, I hope I'm saying that right. If I'm not, feel free to call in or leave a comment and let me know that I totally butchered that. But anyways, Angie Ray, thank you so much for favoriting my channel. I just wanted to stop by and give you a quick hello and thank you, of course. So have a great weekend. And if you feel like giving me a call in back, or if you feel like leaving some comments, I'd love to talk to you, interact, and I just But either way, I thank you so much. So have a good weekend. Talk to you later.
That's how you do this? I'm trying to figure this mug out. I'm totally like, I should get my brother to help me out. Oh, so, yo, dope. Thanks. Thanks for that. I was trying to reply, but this ain't Snapchat, Instagram, nothing like this. I had kind of figured it out. I'm trying to figure this mug out still. So I'm gonna be up tonight. Probably just posting. I was posting stuff, trying to figure this whole thing out, but it's so freaking dope. You know? Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it. I don't know too much about this, but I'm fixing to learn, so, you know.
All right. I love your station. You're doing a great job. I so appreciate you being so welcoming, to individuals like myself who just now started. I do have a few questions. If you have time to answer them, that'd be great. If you don't have time, I totally understand and I respect it. Be that as it may, I've noticed that in your station, you have, you know, a few comments here or there of yourself talking on a particular subject. But then you've got music in there playing in your station. How are you achieving that? Because I'd like to do that. But anyways, if you have time to reply, that'd be great. If you don't, that's cool too. Thank you so much for the love, and I appreciate you doing what you're doing with Anchor.